The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 16, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on May 6th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sa te ma vinashet vira prajanam shema lakshana yasmin vinashte nripati aishvayat avarohati sa te ma vinashet vira prajanam shema lakshana yasmin vanashte nirpatir ashvaryad avarohati sate ma vinashed vira prajanam shema lakshana yasmin vanashte nirpatir aishvaryad avarohati
sa
that spiritual life te by you ma do not vinashet let it be spoiled vira O hero prajanam of the people chema lakshana the cause of prosperity yasmin which vinashte being spoiled nripati the king aishvaryat from opulence of a rohati falls down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The sages continued, O great hero, for this reason you should not be the cause of spoiling the spiritual life of the general populace. If their spiritual life is spoiled because of your activities, you will certainly fall down from your opulent and royal position. Purport. Formerly, in practically all parts of the world, there were monarchies. But gradually, as monarchy declined from the ideal life of religion to the godless life of sense gratification, monarchies all over the world were abolished. However, simply abolishing monarchy and replacing it with democracy is not sufficient unless the government men are religious and follow in the footsteps of great religious personalities. So, at the present moment, the entire world is suffering due to bad government. Yad yad acharati shrestas tattadeve charojana sayad pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever the great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps.
ja kas, ko dižens cilvēks dara, parasti cilvēki seko viņam pa pēdām.
Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts,
jebkādu standartu, kādu viņš ar savu piemēru uzrāda,
the entire world pursues.
Tam seko visa pasaule.
Therefore, when the leading men of the society are rogues and rascals,
un tāpēc, ja vadošie cilvēki pasaulē ir nejēgas,
the entire society becomes rogues and rascals. Rogues are cheaters.
Un visi cilvēki pasaulē kļūst par nejēgām un krāpniekiem.
So have you ever wondered why the world is so miserable right now? It's because the leaders are not qualified to lead. There's a huge breakdown on every level of society. Marriages don't hold together. Even children and parents, they break apart. It's just a hellish nightmare going on everywhere right now.
Un visur viss brūk, un to mēs redzam, piemēram, ģimenes jūk un vecāki.
Because we don't have the common center.
Un tāpēc, ka mums nav kopīgs centrs.
That center is not there. Īšavāšam vidam sarvam jatkinča jagadam jagad tēnā cik tēnā māgradā kešasvedvad this way. The God-centered society is non-existent. Unless you have a common center, the whole thing doesn't hold together. Īša vāšam, we have to bring back the God-centered society. We need leaders who are purely God-conscious. And then the people will be inspired to become God-conscious. Without that common center, it's just conflicts everywhere. Klesha desha, a place full of conflicts. If you take a rock and throw it into a pond, and somebody else throws a rock into the same pond, and somebody else throws a rock into the same pond, each rock will produce a series of waves coming out from where the rock hit the water.
Un katrs akmens, no katra akmens radīsies tādi bīļņi.
So, these waves will actually conflict with, they'll clash with each other.
Un šie te apri savā starpā sadursies.
But if you throw, everyone throws their rocks into the same place in that pond.
Bet ja visi savus akmens samet bīļķī vienā un tajā pašā vietā,
then there's no conflict.
Tad nav konflikta.
So this we have to learn.
Un tas mums ir jāaprost.
We have to learn how to center ourselves on God, you see.
Mums ir jāgūst tas, jāmācās tas, kā centrēt sevi ap Dievu.
In other words, if you live for yourself,
citiem vārdiem sakot, ja jūs dzīvojat sev,
if you live for your own sense gratification,
jūs dzīvojat tikai savu maņu apmierināšanai,
you're a fool.
Jūs smuļs.
Because you can't be satisfied.
Tāpēc, ka jūs nevarat būt apmierināti.
This is like the hand and the body.
Tā kā, piemēram, roka un ķermenis.
The hand thinks, well, I want to enjoy the food. But I don't want to serve anyone else. I just want to enjoy it my own. It takes the rice and it squeezes in the between the fingers, you see. I want to get all the nutrition out of this rice. I don't want to share it with anybody.
Es vēlos visas vērtīgās barības vielas, uzturvielas iegūt tikai pati, nevēlos nevien dalīties.
How much nutrition can the hand get from the rice by squeezing in the fingers?
Un cik daudz tās barības vielas roka var iegūt vienkārši mīcot šo ēdienu?
It can't get any nutrition.
Tā nevar iegūt neko barojuši.
But when that hand intelligently knows, I have to feed the rice to the stomach.
Bet ja šī roka saprātīgi zin, ka man ir barība jāiedrož kuņģi,
then the hand gets the nutrition it needs.
Un tad roka saņem to barošanu, kas ir nepieciešams.
And all the bodily parts get the nutrition they need.
Un visas ķermeņa daļas saņem visu tām nepieciešamo.
So in the modern day society, due to the bad example of bad leaders, we're all just trying to serve ourselves.
Un šodienas sabiedrība, raugoties uz šodienas līderiem, seko viņiem un cenšas kalpot vienīgi pati sev.
I'm trying to serve myself, you're trying to serve yourself, you see.
Es cenšos kalpot sev, tu centies kalpot sev.
In this way, we're all frustrated, we're all miserable.
Un tādā veidā visi ir satraukti, visi ir nožēlojami.
It's stupid, it's asinine.
Un tas ir stulbi.
Try to enjoy separately, you see.
Censties baudīt atsevišķi.
You cannot enjoy separately.
Jūs nevarat baudīt atsevišķi.
Try to understand this point.
Centieties to saprast.
If you want to be happy,
ja vēlaties būt laimīgi,
if you want to be satisfied,
ja vēlaties būt apmierināti,
you have to serve the complete whole.
Jums ir jākalpo kopējam veselumam.
You are part of the complete whole.
Jūs esat daļa no kopējam veselumam.
You cannot enjoy separately from serving the complete whole. It's impossible.
Un tāpēc jūs nevarat baudīt atsevišķi bez kalpošanas veselumam.
In this world, everyone thinks they can be happy in serving, simply serving themselves, but that's why this material world is called fool's paradise.
Šajā pasaulē katrs domā, ka varēs gūt baudu, kalpojot tikai sev, bet tas tā nav, tāpēc šo te sauc par muļķu paradīzi.
You cannot be happy trying to enjoy your own. It's impossible.
Jūs nevarat būt laimīgs, baudot tikai pats.
Therefore, take words of wisdom.
Un tāpēc pieņemiet šos gudros vārus.
Coming from the bona fide spiritual master.
Kas nāk no paties garīgā skolotāja.
Who is generally your well-wishing friend.
Kas patiesi ir jūsu...
He has nothing at all against you. He simply desires that you should become unlimitedly happy. So take the words of the bona fide spiritual master. Learn how to dovetail your self-interest with the interest of the Supreme. Your self-interest is not denied.
Jūsu personiskās intereses netiek noliegtas.
The hand's enjoyment is not denied.
Tas, ka roka grib baudīt, tas netiek noliegtas.
But the hand enjoys by giving enjoyment to the belly.
Bet roka bauda, dodot šo te baudījumu vētram, kuņģi.
When the hand grieves to feed the belly, the hand gets all the nourishment it needs.
Un tad, kad roka piekrīt, barot kuņģi, tad tā saņem visu, barot visu.
In this world, nobody wants to be a servant.
Neviens nevēlas kalpot.
Servant is considered a bad word, a servant.
Un šodien vārds kalps tiek uzskatīts par sliktu vārdu.
It's some low-class worker, you know, a servant.
Tas nozīmē kaut kāds zema līmeņa strādnieks.
Nobody wants to be servant, everybody wants to be master.
Neviens nevēlas būt kalps, visi vēlas būt kuņģi.
But actually, we are not master. There's only one master. And that is God, that is Krishna. So don't try to be the master. Just try to learn how to be the servant. That's how you realize unlimited happiness within your heart.
Un tas ir veids, kādā jūs varēsiet iegūt bezgalīgu laimi savā sirdī.
I am simply begging you. Do not go on cheating yourself by trying to be the master. You kindly learn from the bona fide spiritual master how to be the servant. That will liberate you. Even if you're skeptical of what I'm saying to you right now, make an experiment. Just try it out. Okay, for 1 week, I'm just going to experiment. I'll just try being the servant instead of being the master. For 1 week, I'm going to make an experiment. I'm just going to try to serve everyone. I'm just trying to serve Krishna. I'm just trying to do what Krishna wants me to do.
Es centīšos kalpot Krishnam, vēlēšos darīt to, ko Krishna vēlas, lai darītu.
I'll just try to be the servant of Krishna, and by serving Krishna, I'm the servant of all.
Un es vienkārši centīšos kalpot Krishnam, un kalpot Krishnam, es kalpošu visiem.
I should see that whatever position I'm in right now,
un es centīšos raudzīties, ka neatkarīgi no tā, kādā stāvoklī es esmu šobrīd.
It's not somebody else's fault.
Tas nav kāda cita vaina.
It's my own fault. It's my own karma. Don't try to blame somebody else for your miseries. If you do, you're always going to be miserable. The secret is you blame yourself for your miseries. When you take the responsibility that I'm responsible for my own miseries, then you're in the position. You can completely conquer them. The happiness you need does not depend on the external situation. The happiness you crave within your heart is fully available for you right now. You just have to adjust your attitude. You have to learn to develop an attitude of gratitude. That whatever situation I'm in right now, it's actually Krishna's perfect arrangement to bring me back to my constitutional nature as being his servant.
Un jācenšas apzināties, ka jebkuru situāciju, kurā es esmu šobrīd, to visu ir izveidojis Krišna ar vienu mērķi, lai virzītu mani atkal atpakaļ pie savas sākotnējās dabas, kas ir Krišnas kalps.
I can absolutely guarantee you this.
Un es varu pilnībā garantēt jums loko.
When you take the mood of servant,
tad, kad jūs pieņemsiet šo te kalpu nosiņojumu,
the whole world becomes transformed.
Tad visa pasaule izmainīsies.
The whole world becomes mystically transformed.
Mistiskā veidā visa pasaule izmainīsies.
When you take that mood of being the servant of Krishna,
un tad, ja jūs pieņemsiet šo te Krishnas kalpu nosiņojumu,
you now enter into the world of Krishna.
Tajā brīdī jūs ieiet Krishnas pasaulē.
Where everything is beautiful.
Kur viss ir skaists.
Everything is wonderful.
Kur viss ir brīnišķīgs.
So it's up to you.
Un tas ir atkarīgs no jums.
You want to try and continue being the master and suffer like hell?
Jūs varat turpināt censties būt kungs un ciest.
You want to be a stupid idiot?
Un būt stulbs idiots?
And continue trying to be the master?
Cenšoties būt kungs.
Or do you want to be intelligent?
Vai jūs vēlaties būt saprātīgs?
And become the servant?
Un kļūstot par kalpu.
That is your actual position. You are a servant.
Un tas ir jūs patiesais stāvoklis. Jūs esat kalps.
Only God is the master. You are not the master.
Tikai Dievs ir kungs. Jūs neesat.
Just come back to being the servant once again.
Un atgriezieties pie šī stāvokļa, kad esat kalps.
Try it for 1 week.
Pacentieties to darīt vienu nedēļu.
And you'll be amazed at the happiness that comes within your heart.
Un jūs būsiet pārsteigti par to laimi, kas nāks no jūsu sirds.
How you taste a happiness beyond any happiness you ever enjoyed ever in millions of lifetimes.
Par to laimi, kas nāks un kas būs pārspējis jebko, jūs esat miljoniem dzīvi laikā piedzīvojis.
Just by taking the mood of servant.
Vienkārši pieņemot šo te kalpošanas noskaņojumu.
Jivera svarupahoi krishnera nitya das. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Un dzīvās būtnes sākotnējā daba ir tā, ka tā ir mūžīga Krishnas kalps.
So I'm not trying to lay some trip on you.
Es nesenšos jūs te kaut ko pārliecināt.
I'm not trying to impose anything upon you.
Es nesenšos jums uzspiest kaut ko.
I'm just trying to help you come back to your actual true identity, that's all.
Vienīgais, par ko es cenšos jūs pārliecināt, atgriezties pie savas sākotnējās dabas.
Do not think I'm trying to cheat you or exploit you.
Nedomājiet, ka es cenšos jūs piemānīt vai eksploatēt.
I'm just trying to bring you back to your visual identity, that's all.
Vienīgais, ko es cenšos darīt, atgriezties jūs pie jūsu sākotnējās dabas.
Try it.
Atcentieties.
You'll love it.
Un jums tas patiks.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai kādi jautājumi.
Are you shocked? Don't be shocked. This is Vaishnava philosophy. Yes.
So, what is the first thing one should do if he decides now that, okay, now I'm going to be the servant, so now the class ends, what is the first thing one should do?
Kas ir pirmā lieta pēc šīs lekcijas, ja cilvēks ir nolēmis, labi, tagad es patentīšos būt kalpošanas noskaņojumā?
Chant at least 16 rounds every day of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Skandējiet vismaz 16 apres Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Give up illicit sex, meeting, intoxication and gambling.
Atsakieties no garasēšanas, apriepinošām vīlām, mazētspēlēm.
Take complete shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Get initiated and be fully obedient to your spiritual master. That's all you have to do. Just like this video camera here, it's sitting on three legs, you see? If you take out one leg or two legs, the thing will fall over. You got to have three legs, then it's solid. So Rupa Goswami gives these three legs. It's in the Nectar Devotion, chapter 6. If you will take these three legs, you'll become pukka, solid in Krishna consciousness. Shelter,
patvarums,
diksha, and obedience.
Diksha,
well, I've accepted a guru, but still I'm miserable. What's going on here? This philosophy doesn't work, one could argue, you see. But wait a minute, you're trying to get by on two legs. You took shelter, you got initiated, but you're not being obedient.
Tikai divi aspekti, tu pieņem patvērumu, tu saņem iniciāciju, bet tu nespēl norādījumi.
You can't make it on two legs, the tripod will fall over.
Nevar uz divām kājām stāvēt, trīs kājas kritīt nokritīs.
Three legs are required.
Ir nepieciešams trīs kājas.
Shelter, diksha and obedience.
Patvērums, diksha un pakļāvība.
What does it mean to be obedient to the spiritual master?
Ko nozīmē pakļauties garīgiem skolotājiem?
Just see Srila Prabhupada's perfect example.
Paskatieties uz Srilas Prabhupādas pilnīgo piemēru.
He was ordered, you must spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. He took that order as his life and soul.
Un viņš saņem norādījumu izplatīt Krishna apziņu angļu runājošajās valstīs, un viņš to pieņem kā svarīgāko savā dzīvē.
He suffered two heart attacks on the boat and still he didn't give up. He had a return passage. He could have gone back, but he did not go back. He was prepared to die in his endeavor to serve his spiritual master's order. A disciple would rather die than to give up serving his spiritual master. That is how dedicated he is.
Skolnieks ir gatavs drīzāk mirt nekā pārtraukt kalpošanu savam garīgajam skolotājam.
So in this way, if you have shelter, diksha and obedience, you become a fully self-realized devotee of the Lord.
Un tādā veidā jums ir patvērums, diksha un pakļaušanās, tad jūs...
You will steadily advance day by day by day until you come to the point where you fully realize Krishna. You can see him directly in front of you at every minute.
Tad jūs kļūstat par baktu un pakāpeniski virzāties, progresējat līdz kādā brīdī jūs redzat Krishna acis pret acis.
Okay. All right, next question. Okay, here we have a question coming in from India.
Jautājums no Indijas.
Premananda Das, my disciple in Mumbai. Gurudev is Brahma Bhuta, the stage for impersonalists, according to Bhagavad Gita 1854. If the impersonalist can achieve a certain level of Brahma Bhuta, yes. But Brahma Bhuta is not enough. To realize that I am spirit, that's a good beginning. But unless you become practically absorbed, thoughts, words, and deeds in pure spiritual activities, you will fall back again to material life.
Bet tik ilgi, kamēr ar saviem savām domām, vārdiem un darbiem, ja ķermeni jūs nebūsiet pilnībā iesaistīt regulāri kalpošanā Dievam, jūs atkritīsiet atpakaļ materiālajā līmenī.
Next question.
Nākamais jautājums.
Yes.
Could you please elaborate more on this external obedience and internal obedience?
Bahir nasingho hridaye nasingho. It means you must be obedient both internally and externally. What is your internal? That is your thoughts. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about devotional service? Are you thinking about awakening love of Krishna? Are you thinking about sense gratification? Internal obedience means you learn how to engage your thoughts always in pure Krishna consciousness.
Iekšējā pakļāvība nozīmē, ka jūs vienmēr cenšaties savas domas arī iesaistīt.
Externally, your words and your actions.
Nārē, tās ir jūsu vārdi un tās ir jūsu darbības.
Your external obedience is actually a manifestation of your internal obedience.
Un patiesībā jūsu ārējā pakļāvība ir atspoguļo iekšējo pakļāvību.
If you're being internally a rascal, it will manifest in your speech and your actions externally.
Ja jūs iekšēji būsiet nejēgda, tas izpaldīsies jūsu vārdos un darbībā.
In other words, your external obedience is simply a mirror of your internal obedience. If you are lacking in internal obedience, you will be unnaturally lacking in external obedience. Someone may make a show for a brief time of being externally obedient, to make a show that, just see everyone, I'm a great Vaishnava. But sometime, one can make a show. But if the internal obedience is not there, they will be exposed in due course.
But ja tā iekšējā pakļāvība nebūs atbilstoša, tad šī ārējās šovs izvadīs.
So if you want to be successful in this pathway, cultivate internal obedience. Make your mind very, very chaste. No sinful thoughts allowed. Mr. Lust, get out.
Mr. Iekāri, pazūd.
Mr. Greed, get out.
Mr. Alpatība, pazūd.
Mr. Anger, get out.
Mr. Dusmas, pazūd.
In this way, you have to chasten your internal obedience.
Un tādā veidā jums ir jāšķīst savu iekšējā pakļāvību.
And then you'll become an empowered Vaishnava.
Un tad jūs kļūsiet par spēcīgu Vaishnava.
Who can liberate so many souls from the cycle of birth and death.
Kas var atbrīvot tik daudz dvēseles no šī piedzimšanas un nāves cikla.
Would you like to do that?
Vai jūs vēlētos to darīt?
Then you do that now. That's my direct order to you as my disciple. You must now cultivate internal obedience with great determination, with great enthusiasm, and with great patience. Because it will take some time. You have a rascal mind. You've had a rascal mind for millions and billions of lifetimes. It's a wild monster. But if you make that determination to conquer it, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, you will be successful, I guarantee. Next question.
Какой должен быть руководитель ИСКОН центра, чтобы центр развивался отлично?
Kādam ir jābūt ISKON centra vadītājam, lai centrs attīstītos? What should be the leader of an ISKON center to develop that center?
Repeat it for me.
What qualities should have a leader of the center of ISKON?
Oh, the leader must be a pure devotee.
Līderim jābūt pure devotam.
And he must be intelligent also. Sincerity and intelligence, those two qualities he has to have. He should be sincere about living pure love of God. He should be very intelligent to see how to manage things properly.
He
should not be naive about managerial issues. He should be a Rajarshi. A good manager and a great saint at the same time. A good manager and a great saint. Next. Everyone satisfied? Here we go.
Hare Krishna, mums jautājums ir, kā mēs varam pēc iespējas labāk pavadīt laiku, kad garīgais potais ir šeit?
What is the best way to spend our time while our spiritual master is here, present here?
Take every opportunity to hear his words. As we sing in the Guru Puja, my only desire is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. So take every opportunity to hear. And if there's an opportunity for service, grab it quickly. I remember when I had that great opportunity to associate with the Prabhupada for about 1 week in Atlanta, Georgia,
1975.
I went to every lecture. I sat as close to Prabhupada as I could. And I recorded every lecture on my cassette player. And I was just waiting, because there was 300 devotees there. I was just thinking, I want to do some personal service for Prabhupada. Where will I get that opportunity? He had his personal servants. You couldn't go up and serve him in his quarters. But I had this burning desire. I wanted to do some service directly for Prabhupada.
Un, bet es ļoti vēlējos, es domāju, kā es tiešām vēlos pakalpot Prabhupādai.
And one day I got my chance.
Un vienu dienu pienāca mani iespēja.
Some scientists came, and one German scientist, Dr. Wolf, he came to attend the lecture.
Un atnāca kāds vācu zinātnieks, Dr. Wolf.
And he's an elderly gentleman. He can't really sit down on the floor like everybody else, you know. So Prabhupada, right in the middle of the lecture, Prabhupada said, somebody should bring him a chair. And everybody wants to be the one that can bring the chair, you see. Everybody's looking, they looked out in the hallway where no one could see a chair anywhere. But I couldn't believe my unlimited good fortune. I looked behind the Vyasa sign. And there was a chair, and I was the only one who saw the chair. Wow. So I grabbed that, I grabbed the chair, it was very packed, very, very tight, you know, like a sardine can. So I had to go like this to the devotees, you know, make some space here, Prabhus, make some space, you know. And I took that chair and I walked out in front of Prabhupada and put it down for Dr. Wolf, and he sat on it. That was the perfection of my existence. To bring a chair on the order of Prabhupada for Dr. Wolf. So this way you look for opportunities. Maybe I can. One time I got to open the door for Prabhupada when he got in the car. Oh, wow. Just look for those opportunities, you see. And Krishna, if you're eager, Krishna will bless you. Now we have a question coming in again from Premananda Das in Mumbai. Yeah. So should you follow around like a shadow, just trying to serve him, or should you wait for the authorities to engage you? The best thing, if you really want to get a good opportunity for service, you approach the authority, in this case, Guru Mataji. You see, is there some service I can do for Gurudev, you see? and you could open the door or something like that. So now we have a question from Premananda. Srila Gurudev, only by devotional service one can understand Krishna. Then he said something about university degrees. Prabhupada comments, university degrees, Prabhupada's comments are not helpful. Is it possible to develop and learn some material subjects knowledge? He's wanting to know if is there any value to getting a degree from a university? He's wanting to know. Well, you're asking a college dropout. Who did not find it very relevant. However, if you want to pursue certain types of occupations, then a college degree can be helpful for your livelihood. It's for worker class people. You want to be the worker class. My nature was not worker class. My nature was to be a Brahman and spiritual teacher. So I didn't go the worker class university degree route. But if you're in a position where you have to be worker, you know, by your situation, you need some kind of career in the material world, then a degree can help.
Bet ja jums tāds savas dzīve, ka jums ir nepieciešams, lai uzkarētu savu dzīvi, noteikti karjera, tad izglītība noteikti var palīdzēt.
For worker class type careers, you see.
Tas ir tādiem cilvēkiem, kas ir darba.
But if you want to be an entrepreneur, a businessman, it's not necessary.
Tas ir, kas ir tāds strādnieks, bet jūs, piemēram, esat uzņēmējs, biznesmen, tad
tam nav. Do you have a college degree?
Yes, I do.
You do. Did it help you in your radio station career?
It's not related to my application.
Yeah. So it can be utilized, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, that would be.
Although I can add that devotees who were in college when they surrendered, Prabhupada hadn't finished. They would finish their degrees in many cases just to sake of accomplishing something.
Bet es zinu noteikti gadījumus, kad studenti pievienojās Kļūpaši Jūs Prabhupādas audzekņiem un Prabhupāda vēlējās, lai viņi iegūst šo te diplomu, lai būtu šī te, ka viņi ir kaut ko sasnieguši dzīvē.
And Prabhupāda also encouraged us to preach to the college students because they do have some material qualifications.
Un Prabhupāda arī mums ieteica sludināt koledžu vai tātad studentiem, jo viņi ir noteikti kvalifikācijas.
I know in Pune there's a big center with like 300 brahmacharis.
India, Pune, ir liels centrs, apmēram 300 brahmacharis.
And they require you to have a university degree to be a brahmachari.
Un tiek prasīts, ja jūs vēlaties būt tur tajā centrā brahmacharī, jums
And you have to have work experience also after graduation.
Un jums ir jābūt arī pēc mācībām, pēc diplomu iegūšanai jābūt noteiktai pieredze.
So you can pay back your student loan, your parents aren't stuck with your student loan.
Lai jūs varētu apmaksāt to mācību kredītu, lai tas nekultos uz vecāku.
So they have very high qualified men who got university degrees, they have professional work experience, and they've renounced everything to become brahmacharis.
Tad viņi ir ļoti kvalificēti, viņiem ir diplomas, tad viņiem ir praktiskās dzīves pieredze, darba pieredze, un tad viņi no tā arī šādi.
It's a very, very successful temple. They actually, the brahmacharis are so well trained, they send them out to preach in other temples as well. It's like our Vajrakishore, he finished his college degree. You see, and then he became a brahmachari. So there's nothing wrong with university degree.
No, because never is diploma.
Although it's not required to go back to Godhead. Nor is it required to be a preacher. Some of our most learned and erudite scholars like Jai Dodaswami, he doesn't have a college degree.
Ļoti augsta līmeņa skolotāji, kā Džēt vai tas vāmi, viņam nav nekādas izglītības, nav skolas izglītības.
Brīt, Pārdžu, Prabhutra, Maharaj, es hētu spēcīt, a jēs jau, nu, bet čovēk tarājās, pradīkot, у него чистая мысль, а потом, ну, вот, даже бывает и Махарадж, что там был случай, ну, как бы вдруг какие-то вот эти самскары, ну, какие вот мистеры берут верх над разумом, ну, и получается там зеление какое-то стало преобладать или еще что-то. То есть что делать в этом роде, ну, скажем, есть, которые ну, преданные очень болезненно это воспринимают и уходят даже из сознания Кришны.
Jautājums ir, ko darīt tad, ja ir piemēri, ka cilvēkam ir bijušas labās domas, bet tad kaut kādas sliktās domas ņem virsroku un cilvēks krīt un ir uz baktām tas atstāja iespaidu un citi tā rezultu redzot, piemēram, īpaši tas attiecās uz kādiem līderiem, atstāja ISKCON. What to do in the cases when, let's say, there is a devotee or there is a leader of our movement with pure thoughts, and then suddenly some bad thoughts take over that person and the person falls down, and that affects other devotees, because seeing something like that, they could and they sometimes leave this movement. How to act in this?
You be the pure devotee.
And
by your influence, people will survive.
Jūs ietekmi palīdzēs tad cilvēkiem.
Okay, our time is up. And we thank you all very much. Kantarād Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Gaura Prema Nandī.
Śrīmad Sankarsana Dasa Vihāra Maharaj ki jai.